This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Dozens of activists stood outside a police station for hours yesterday demanding a prominent activist and poet be released. WBEZ's Maria Ines Zamudio was there when Malcolm London got out.
At least 100 Black Lives Matter protesters erupted with cheers on Monday evening. They had been waiting for hours for the Chicago Police Department to release one of their activists. Malcolm London walked out of the 2nd District Police Station wearing a torn yellow hoodie, lacerations on his head, and his hand in bandages. He was welcomed by other activists with hugs and tears. He said the experience was disturbing.
I sat in a hospital bed, handcuffed.
Video captured by a local TV station shows London wearing the same hoodie, being chased and surrounded by multiple police officers. The officers hit London several times with their batons.
I have not slept. I've been worried. I've had hallucinations in there about dying.
His attorney said police charged him with disorderly conduct, and they tried to charge him with a felony for hitting a police officer. London said other protesters who are arrested are not receiving enough water and food.
And not getting the respect that they deserve because they went outside and protest a righteous rage. And I don't want us to forget about them.
Over the weekend, looting and violence shook the city. And clashes with police ended with hundreds of protesters getting arrested. Activists have expressed concern over these arrests because the Cook County Jail is a hotspot for COVID-19 cases that have left 7 people dead and at least 550 inmates infected. Tension between protesters and police briefly escalated on Monday, too.
Folks, all we're asking you to do is go back behind the barricade.
People to be released.
The people, if it's investigation,
will be gone.
All we're doing is asking you to move back.
And while we're asking is for our people to be released. That's it. That's all. Release our political prisoners and we can be gone.
But protesters de-escalated the situation. And during this difficult time, they celebrated London's release with a contagious joy. They pledged to continue fighting to defund the Chicago Police Department so they can use the money for other essential services like education and mental health clinics. Marina Zamudio, WBEZ News.